This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening and for subscribing. The Todd Wright Toddcast is going to talk about some of the games that were high profile over the Thanksgiving weekend, the audience for those games, and one thing that was missing that should not have been missing that we will all enjoy, at least I will, and many of you next year. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by both Bill Curry Ford and Brandon Legal Group. Quickly, Bill Curry Ford is where I traded in a 2014 Ford Focus for a 2018 Ford Escape. Over a year ago, I have had zero issues since making the deal. And Sean Sullivan, the general manager of Bill Curry Ford, who has his own podcast on JoeBucksFan.com and plays annually in our Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Fantasy League, wants to know that you are a listener and wants to personally do something for you like he did for me, whether you have a trade or not. Remember, Sean can sell you not only a new Ford vehicle, he can sell you a pre-owned Ford vehicle, and he can also sell you a pre-owned vehicle of many other makes and models that you can choose from in the current inventory on the Bill Curry Ford lot that you can also easily access and shop online. How do you get in front of the general manager of a dealership like Bill Curry Ford? Well, you go there or you call and you ask for my friend Grace Thomas. And Grace Thomas will love to hear from you with your interest in talking to Sean about getting into a new or pre-owned vehicle, and she will make sure that she schedules time for you to be in front of Sean Sullivan to get this process moving. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Brandon Legal Group is your full-service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area, and full service can mean many things. It can mean family law. It can mean child support adjustment. It can mean post-judgment. Find out what it means for you when you are in need of legal assistance in the greater Tampa Bay area. I've been dealing with Bill Curry Ford for many, many years as they are longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments and have a foursome and are providing gift baskets for prizes in the upcoming sold-out Todd Wright Tour 39, our annual golf tournament and holiday spectacular at West Chase Golf Club. BrandonLegalGroup.com, 844-4BOG-4ME. 844-4BOG-4ME, BrandonLegalGroup.com. Request a free consultation. What do you have to lose? My email for Todd Wright Toddcast purposes is wright.todd@yahoo.com. Yes, I'm obviously thrilled that the Dallas Cowboys are 8-3 through the first 12 weeks, including the bye there, of the National Football League season. Granted, they were maybe the best team in the NFL for the first 2 months last year. Then they had a disastrous performance at home against the Denver Broncos, which I actually watched in an AMC movie theater. I guess AMC didn't renew their sponsorship deal with the NFL. They used to show NFL games across the country in various AMC theaters that weren't available on local television, and I went to watch one of those last year. It was interesting. I have now, in the last year, seen major movies in a theater. Last year, saw an NFL game in a theater. And within the last month, saw my friend Al Romas do his funny stand-up routine in a movie theater, since Side Splitters has space in a movie theater in the Grove in Wesley Chapel. But on an aside, the Cowboys throwing away that loss to Green Bay was certainly cause for concern. Many of the same things had happened in the losing streak that ultimately resulted in the Cowboys being beaten by the Niners in the first-round playoff game last year. Point is, their huge second half against the Giants in the Thanksgiving game was a terrific step for Dallas. They still have a lot of work to do to win the division. Because of the quality of the Philadelphia Eagles, they have already lost once head-to-head to the Philadelphia Eagles, and that would force Dallas to take the wild card route, which would put them on the road, potentially either at the winner of the NFC South, which could be Tampa Bay or Atlanta, although technically nobody's out of that race in that division, or at San Francisco or Seattle, depending on what happens there. Minnesota likely to be the number two seed, and of course the number one gets a bye. But I wasn't alone in watching that Thanksgiving Day game. I've attended that Thanksgiving Day game in Dallas during my 6 years as a season ticket holder at Texas Stadium from 2001 to 2006. But 42 million people, that was the television number that watched on Fox. 42 million watched on Thanksgiving, Cowboys and Giants. And the Giant fan base gets a big part of that as well. It's a large fan base. I'm rooting for everyone in the NFC East this year, except when they play the Cowboys, because of the annual recent kicking the NFC East takes as the worst division or one of the worst divisions in the National Football League. Please be reminded, the NFC East is the only division where every team has a Vince Lombardi trophy. And this year, and I've been saying this for a month now, every team might make the postseason. Philadelphia may win the division. The other three may be the three wild cards. The way things are going just might happen, because Ron Rivera getting it done with Washington, as they have only lost once in the last month and a half. But 42 million people, whether it was just, well, of course I was watching, it was Thanksgiving Day, or, yeah, I'm going to watch, they were two teams with winning records who may be in the playoffs, or it was, yeah, I'm a Giants fan, I was watching, yes, like you, Todd, I'm a Cowboys fan, I was watching, or I bet on the game, I was watching, I had Tony Pollard or Saquon Barkley in my fantasy leagues, of course I was watching. All that combined for the largest tangible viewership of a National Football League regular season game ever. 42 million. Further proof, the NFL is king in the United States, and that sets a new high bar. Also on Thanksgiving weekend, Michigan-Ohio State on Fox. You know, Fox billed it as best weekend ever. With their various games. Their Sunday game against the Rams actually was more competitive than I thought. They had the defending champs against the Kansas City Chiefs, but the defending champs are not very good right now. But their defense hung in there pretty well, especially in the red zone. But they had Mahomes on Sunday. But they had Michigan-Ohio State on Saturday, and 16 years prior, I was at the previous Battle of Unbeatens to push a team into the national title contention when Ohio State defeated Michigan at the Horseshoe. I was at that game, historic, because Bo died the night before that game. Number of other things happened. And in this one, Michigan, for the second straight year, last year at home, and then this year at Ohio State, just, what, five touchdowns of 45 yards or more? Just ran all over the Buckeyes like they did last year with different running backs over the 2 years as Michigan pushes towards the college football playoff, and Ohio State needs help. But point being, that was an enormous game on Saturday, and the viewership on Fox was 17 million people. So less than half of what watched the Cowboys and Giants, the highest regular season game. And I'm not making the college football versus pro argument. To me, there's no argument to be made, and I love both. But yeah, Cowboys-Giants, 42 million people watched on Thanksgiving for various reasons. Highest number, regular season ever. Still a huge number for college football, 17 million watched Michigan-Ohio State on Fox on Saturday. On Friday, there was a game played that many in the world call football. I do not. And that game is one I did not watch because I don't have interest. The number of people that watched on Fox for that World Cup game between USA and England was roughly 15 million. That was the Fox number. So it was less than the Michigan-Ohio State number, and I get that it was a significant game for those that follow the World Cup based on the stakes in that game, based on who the United States opponent was in that game. That was on Friday afternoon. I believe that was 2 o'clock Eastern time. Viewership on Fox, just over 15 million. Again, I'm going to repeat one more time. Michigan, Ohio State, 17 million on Saturday. Cowboys, Giants, 42 million on Thursday. All right. So I think that speaks for itself. So let me spin this another way. Whether you like it or not, NFL games live on Amazon Prime are not going away. There are stubborn sons of bitches out there like the great Mike Wilbon, and yes, he is great, who say they don't watch Thursday Night Football because they don't want to have to pay for it. Well, this just in, you've been paying for, well, he hadn't been paying for his ESPN, I would assume. But point is, streaming is where everything is going, right? Most of you watch, thank goodness Netflix saved Manifest. I just got through those 10 episodes. Don't worry, I'm not going to give you any spoilers. But yeah, someone dies by the 10th episode. We have 10 more episodes to go to find out who, if anyone else, dies. So I'll leave it at that. I watch a lot of streaming. I do. But when it comes to live sports, most has been available on cable or network television. This is a step away from that. But the NFL is forward thinking, and I get it. The Sunday ticket next year, be prepared. Your dish or your online, not going to work next year. Not. I know you've been hearing this for years. This is it. Last call. Next year, the Sunday ticket for you to watch out-of-market games, your favorite team, you're going to have either, and we don't know who yet, Disney Plus, Apple Plus TV, or whatever they call it, but Apple. Google's going to buy it and put it on YouTube, or Prime's going to have that too. So for those of you thinking, yeah, this Prime thing, yeah, that's going to go away. They'll bring back Thursday Football, or they'll simulcast it again on NFL Network or on one of the other networks. No. Nope. Not going to happen. As a matter of fact, once Amazon Prime can prove tangible viewership of a certain number, the NFL is going to be like, well done. Here's your playoff game. Yep. Once Amazon Prime hits a certain number for average viewers on the regular season game, the NFL will take a playoff game and give it to them. So then you're locked out of a playoff game for those of you too stubborn to do that. Look, I don't buy anything on Amazon. I don't. But do I have access to Prime Video to watch the NFL? Damn right I do. So don't be stubborn and think that's going away. It's not. And we missed out, those of us who actually have Prime Video, we missed out this year because there was this idea out there that the NFL should have a Black Friday game on the Thanksgiving weekend. Most people are off on Fridays. And apparently the NFL agrees. And think about it. With Prime, with how Amazon is this huge online retailer, and how you get Prime with your Prime membership. So having a Black Friday NFL game on Prime, from a marketing standpoint, is a win-win for Amazon and the NFL. So you're going to get it next year. Now, for those of you, and I'm not one of these either, who say, well, what about high school football? The NFL's not allowed to play on Fridays against high school football with the antitrust legislation. That's true. But the NFL can play as long as the game ends or is scheduled to end before a certain time in the evening. I forget if it's either... it's somewhere 6, 7 p.m. So the NFL could have a mid to late afternoon start on Friday, and you're going to see that next year, and it's going to be on Prime Video, because you notice how Prime didn't have the Thursday night game. NBC did. So technically, Amazon missed out. They get that game back next year, and it's the Black Friday game on Amazon Prime. It makes so much sense for so many reasons. And you know they'll be good teams. Just won't be Dallas or Detroit. So why didn't we have it this year? Because either Prime or the NFL or both said, well, maybe we shouldn't play after or against the World Cup. Wrong. Can we go back to the numbers? 42 million people on Thursday in the 4 o'clock window, watch Cowboys Giants. On Friday, from roughly 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Fox, roughly 15 million watched World Cup. The numbers were still there. What were you scared of? There's some crossover, but last time I checked, 42 beats 15. So Prime and the NFL were wrong to be scared off from starting the Black Friday game this past year and forcing us to wait until 2023. Even Michigan, Ohio State had more eyeballs on Fox than USA England. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford. You can email me at wright.todd@yahoo.com. We'll talk to you next time.